The Bush administration is considering ways to help Europe talk Iran out of developing nuclear weapons. The president is said to be close to offering Iran some incentives to continue negotiating with the Europeans, who've been talking with Tehran for several years now. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When President Bush was in Europe last week, he heard repeated calls to get more involved in the negotiations with Iran. The Europeans want the president to put incentives on the table, such as allowing Iran to eventually join the World Trade Organization or to buy commercial aircraft and spare parts. White House spokesman Scott McClellan confirmed today the president is considering some of the proposals.
There was a lot of discussion about how we move forward together on our shared goal, and the president is thinking through some of the ideas that were mentioned last week and thinking about what the next steps are for how we move forward to accomplish that shared goal.
The goal of preventing Iran from developing nuclear weapons and halting its uranium enrichment program. Up to now, the Bush administration has balked at the notion of providing incentives to Iran, arguing that bad actors should not be rewarded. Even today, State Department spokesman Adam Arely was reluctant to use the word incentive as he painstakingly tried to explain the shift in tactics.
I wouldn't look at the story in terms of the United States looking to offer incentives for Iran to do what it should do, but rather I would look at it as part of a broader effort to bring Iranian behavior in line with what the international community expects of it.
The shift appears aimed in part at showing the Europeans that the U.S. is serious about improving transatlantic ties, but John Wolfsall, a nonproliferation expert at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, says this is not only about making nice with Europe. He says the U.S. policy on both Iran and North Korea has been adrift, and U.S. officials seem to recognize this.
By at least appearing serious about negotiations, they ensure that they are not blamed for the failure of the negotiations. And when the time comes to get tougher, they realize it will be easier to get the Europeans to cooperate on Iran and the South Koreans and Japanese to cooperate in pressuring North Korea.
That idea was echoed by Ray Takiye, an expert on Iran at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says by giving European diplomats some support now, the U.S. will expect something in return.
I think the price of American cooperation, however limited it may be, is the European acceptance of the fact that the failure of negotiations should result in transfer of this portfolio to the Security Council for further deliberations of sort of punitive measures.
The United States has long sought to have the United Nations Security Council take up the issue of Iran and consider sanctions. Wolfsall of the Carnegie Endowment raised doubts about that approach today.
The Security Council is a destination, not a strategy. There is no consensus among the permanent five members. Even if you get to the Security Council on the issue of Iran, what you do then? And simply saying, well, that threat will be enough to turn off the Iranian nuclear program, I think, isn't realistic.
One permanent Security Council member, Russia, went ahead yesterday and signed a deal with the Iranians to provide nuclear fuel for a reactor it built. The deal is going ahead despite continued U.S. concerns. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.